start off with the first thing to make you aware of a virus that if you catch this, no matter which kind of virus program you might be using, you will not be able to stop this particular virus. You'll know that you have it because you'll wind up getting messages from your friends that you sent them the same joke 15 times this week. It's called the senile virus. But the only way that I know to prevent getting this is to make sure that you exercise your brain as much as you do the rest of your body. Remember that your brain is nothing more than a muscle, and it needs to be exercised to keep it young. You've earned your age, so learn to enjoy it. A simple rule every computer user needs to learn. When things don't go quite right on your computer, try turning it totally off, waiting 30 seconds to a minute, and then bring it back up. You'll be surprised how many times that simple little trick will fix the problem that you are having with your computer. That same trick will also work if you're having problems with your internet. Shut down your router, wait for 30 seconds to a minute, power it back up, wait for all the lights to come back on, and you probably will have cleared the problem that you had with the router and your internet access. It's certainly worth a try and a heck of a lot cheaper than paying somebody to come in, service your computer or your router, and have them do the same thing that you could have done yourself. Tonight's topic, security is everyone's business, knowledge is king, and ignorance leads to computer infections, identity theft, or worse. And there really isn't any way to tell or predict what will prevent you from accessing your computer. This is a simple cure for this. Take your little kitty cat, give it a little loving, and you're back in business. If this had been an elephant, you might have had some problems. Preparing for a disaster needs to be done before the disaster actually happens. Unfortunately, there are now infections out there that will totally encrypt everything on your computer, and if you aren't prepared for it before that disaster strikes your computer, you can kiss all your personal information bye-bye, because it will be gone and you will never see it unless you're willing to pay some crook to unlock your computer by providing you with the key necessary to unlock the encrypted information. Creating a regular image backup ensures that if such a disaster happens, you can restore your entire computer within a short amount of time back to a time before the disaster happened. If you're not prepared for it and you wind up with a hardware failure or an infection that totally kills your computer, all of your personal information is history. There's no such thing as privacy on the internet. There hasn't been since 2007. There's also a difference and security. Simple demonstration. On your house, if you put up shades on your windows, you will have, you can look into your windows, but you won't have any security because I can still break that window and be inside your house within seconds. On the other hand, if you put bars in front of your window, you'll be totally secure, but you have no privacy because I can look right through those bars and still see what's going on inside the house. PC Lock is a copy of Crypto Locker. And this, unlike its predecessor, doesn't lock up your computer. It's simply anything on your computer and encrypts any external devices attached to your computer. There's also a special one made for those that enjoy playing online games. They actually target computers for gamers. Again, if you don't have a backup, this will cost you quite a bit of money to get the key to unlock information. Unfortunately, that's one of the problems of not. April 14th, the Maine Police Department had to pay ransomware because their computer was infected with CryptoLocker, and it cost them over $300 to get their computer information back again. In February, Anthem, which is the second largest healthcare provider in the U.S., was hit, and all of their customers' information was exposed to a cyber. So if you have Blue Cross and Blue Shield for your insurance, that's who Anthem is, your information now resides with a crook. It didn't take these crooks very long either to take advantage of the breach, and they immediately sent out an email which looked exactly like an email coming from Anthem. It even included a link, click here to get your free year credit card protection. Unfortunately, if you clicked on that link, you didn't get protection. You actually provided the hacker with more information to make it easier for them to get to your bank account. If you have Anthem for your insurance company, you need to get to their website, which is on the right-hand side of the screen, or call them at their home office. Don't act on anything that you receive in an email, because most likely it is not coming from Anthem. 8 signs that someone most likely has stolen your identity. Bank account shows withdrawals that you've never made. You don't get your bills or other important home anymore. The only thing you're getting is the junk mail. Your checks are being refused by merchants. You receive calls from debt collectors. Yours. Your credit report contains unfamiliar charges and loans. You receive bills from medical providers that are not yours. For office visits you've never made. And you can't get health insurance coverage because they tell you you have a disease that you know you don't have. You get a notice from the IRS that you filed more than one tax return. It'd be nice if they told you you had more than one refund coming, but that's not how it works. If this happened to you, or you to, contact the folks at IDTheftCenter.org. They don't charge for the services. The only thing they do is help people recoup from having their identity stolen. You should all talk to Uncle Sam. It may not do any good, but it'll make you feel better. If you have the free version of Avast installed, you are less likely to become a candidate of having your identity stolen. However, no one, and I repeat, no one can guarantee that it can't happen to you, because it can happen to anyone. Anthem, if you have that for your insurance company, is offering a 2-year credit protection to free of charge. You simply need to contact them. By law, each one of us is entitled to a free credit report once per year from each of the three major credit reporting companies. You could, in January, get a report from all three, but then you'd have three reports in January that will give you just about the same information. If you play it smartly, January, request it from Equifax. In May, send out a request to Experian. And then in August, ask TransUnion for a report. That way, once every 4 months, you get a fresh report of your credit standings, and you can make sure that nobody's messing around with your credit. You also need to realize that your mobile devices, if they are smart devices, your smartphones and your tablets are just as susceptible to infections as your computer. If you treat them like toys, you can wind up giving all your personal information away to some crook. And don't fall for hoaxes in your emails or on Facebook or any of the other social medias. There are outfits out there that any time you get an email and it sounds almost too good to be true, you can simply do a search for what they tell you in that email, and it'll give you the actual facts. Snopes is one of the nicest ones. The Nigerian scam is still very much alive and active. Every day there is somebody who thinks that for sharing a couple of $100, they'll be able to get a hold of part of somebody's large inheritance. That's not how it works. You will lose your $300, but you will never see that inheritance. For those of you who think that these contests and unsafe short links are great, I have a very timely offer just for you. Anybody interested? I'm willing to sell it real cheap. If you get a call at home from the IRS to tell you you're delinquent on your taxes, believe me, it's not the IRS calling you. You could also get a call from somebody who says they're from Microsoft. They've discovered a virus on your computer. You're passing it along to their customers, and they want to help you get rid of it. All they need is access to your computer, and they'll clean up your computer for you. Unfortunately, if you fall for this and give them access to your computer, you will just have passed along to them all the information they need to empty your bank account and run your credit card up to the hilt. We all know that the Ask toolbar is something you shouldn't have on your computer. And the Ask toolbar also knows many people now avoid that toolbar. So they've come out with something new. It's called a utility chest, powered by Ask. It gives you a couple of meaningless utilities, and buried in it is still the Ask toolbar. When you update Java, whether it's on your computer or on your Mac, be careful, because if you don't uncheck the box, you will wind up with the Ask toolbar. You also need to be careful where and how you download good programs. In this case, if you go to download.com to download VLC Media Player, you're going to wind up with all kinds of add-ons passed along by the downloader supplied by download.com. Usually there are two ways of downloading from here. There's the big download button, And then underneath it is a small button called Secure Download. Make sure you always use the little Secure Download, never the large button. People that always use the default method of installing programs on their computer can wind up with a browser that looks like this. Totally loaded with toolbars. You always have two options when you install a new program. Default, which is usually the big button. But if you look closely, there'll also be a custom option. Again, choose custom. That way you get to see what's being installed, where it's being installed, and you get to uncheck the things that you don't want installed. If you always use default, expect your browser to look like this. You could be in the middle of checking your emails, and if you use Outlook or Windows Live, you could all of a sudden see this pop up. And it looks like there was an error, and you have to re-enter your username and password, and then just press the button that says OK, and you'll be back in business. Unfortunately, this is a little script trick. It's an overlay to your actual email, and when you press the OK button, you will just have passed along your username and password to some crook who will immediately hijack your email address. So be careful. Brand new computers, we expect them to be fast and clean. Unfortunately, brand new computers come to you free bloated. And if you look at this list, you'll see that if you have a Toshiba, they pass along more garbage than anyone else. And if you were fortunate enough to buy an Acer, you got less garbage than the rest of the people. Mine are all Dells, so I'm stuck somewhere in the middle. The first line of defense is still you. When I ordered my Dell, I spoke to Dell Direct, and I said, if you want me to buy your computer, I want nothing on it except the operating system. And after quite a bit of arguing, that's exactly how I got the computer. If you wind up with a computer with all kinds of garbage on it, this little program, Slim Computer, which is a free program, can help you remove all the trial offers, toolbars, and the ad links. Tips to spot email scams. Most of the time you'll find out that the email address is made to look like it's coming from an actual legitimate company, but if you examine it carefully, there'll be some spelling errors in there, so it never really comes from an actual legitimate company. Also, there'll be several grammar and spelling errors in the email itself. No bank, email, utility company will ever ask you to supply them with any information through a link in an email. If you see one of those links, you are probably looking at a phishing attempt. Some infections come to you from totally unexpected sources. The little memory card in your camera, it once inserted in your computer, is nice to share pictures with. It's not so nice if that memory card is preloaded with a Trojan, because once inserted in your computer, if you aren't properly protected, you wind up with an infection. The old garage door openers had one simple job. Open the garage door. The new ones not only open the garage door, but also unlock your home alarm. So you have one little tool that can open your garage and let you in the house without having to disarm the alarm. Of course, if somebody steals your car, the garage door opener is probably attached to your sun visor. Your GPS is inside the car. And most people have their home address in there. So when you hit the home button, your crook now knows where you live, can get into your house, and get it into your car, into your garage. Never, ever put your home address in the home button. On mine, it sends them to the police station closest to my house. And if my car gets stolen, the first place thing I'll do is call the police station, tell them to be on the lookout for my car. When you go on vacation, Facebook is not the place to announce that you're going to be gone for 3 weeks. Because it's not only your friends that are on Facebook, so are the crooks. If you want somebody to watch your house while you're gone, pick up your phone and actually talk to them and let them know you're going to be gone. For the next year, and almost every year from now on, we can expect large increases in the amount of malware that gets passed on to us if we weren't properly protected. This little chart shows you 2010 through 2013 on the right-hand side, and 2014 takes almost one half that pie. And for this coming year, 2015, although we're only in May, we already have more malware all of last year. You are still your own biggest infector. Simply not pressing on that button to download a video that you'd like to watch, or click on a link that you can't and shouldn't click on, would prevent that infection from ever getting to you. There's also the ID10T error. It's one of the human frailties. Think before you click. It's the best advice anybody can give you. And if you aren't sure whether you ought to click on it, don't. Up till now, I tried to scare the heck out of you by going online. Now let's talk about some programs that will help to keep you safe. And you don't have to write all of these down. At the end of the presentation, I share a link where you can get access to all of the programs we talk about, direct access to safe downloads, and many other things. First program is called McShield. And McShield protects you from inserting an infected USB drive so that that memory card, once inserted in your computer, will have been checked, and if there is an infection on it, will not be allowed to pass that infection on to you. First program I install on any computer is called Unchecky. And what Unchecky does is to uncheck all those nasty programs that are pre-checked that the person who uses the default install automatically misses. It's a very small program, still constantly being updated, and something everybody should have on their computer. Malwarebytes is an excellent companion to any antivirus program, regardless of which one you happen to use. There are viruses, trojans, rootkits. Those are viruses, and they can kill your computer. And then there's malware, which usually doesn't destroy the computer, but it makes life on the computer very annoying. CCleaner was originally called Crap Cleaner. Its job is very simple. Clean up all the garbage left behind when you go to the internet or use any of the programs on your computer. It's also a registry cleaner. And my advice is very simple. Unless you're an expert at cleaning the registry, leave the default settings just the way they are. They're perfectly safe. If you go in and make changes, you could wind up with a computer that doesn't boot. So use it for what it was intended to do, and that's to clean up the garbage. Wind Patrol monitors your system for changes. It also monitors many of the changes the modern infections now change and infect your computer. This will prevent those changes from ever happening. If you use passwords, and anybody who's on the internet for many, many different things has to have a password. Almost all forums have a password. Facebook has a password. Your bank requires a password. But your password should be something that's long, safe, and complicated. I use a program called LastPass. It's capable of generating strong passwords. It can remember all of your passwords. And once you install this, the only password you ever need to remember is the password you signed to LastPass. This has been my antivirus program of choice since 2003, the free version of Avast. And my only job today is to sell you the free version of Avast. And if I do it right, I will ask you for your credit card and sell it to you when we finish the program. No, it's still already here. Doesn't quite go this fast. This was run on my computer, and it didn't find anything. When you run it on yours, if it does find something, it not only tells you what it finds, but will also give you step-by-step instructions of exactly how to fix it. And it's part of the free version of Avast. Okay, I've been told that there is something missing in the latest version of Avast. Does anyone there happen to know what it is? We used to get a notice a couple of times a day when the virus database was updated. That's something you haven't heard since version 2015 was released. And there's a very good reason for it. And this is a snapshot of the amount of updates received within a 24-hour period. 516. Now, if I heard that young lady make 516 announcements during a 24-hour period, I'd be looking to throw something at my computer. The census was reached. It was more important to continue the updates than it was to continuously have an interruption letting you know that the update happened. Avast now has streaming updates, which means you are constantly protected against the newest discovered viruses. As soon as they have a way of blocking something brand new, if you're online, it's immediately passed on to you. This compares the free version of Avast to our free competitors, Avira, Microsoft Security Essentials, and AVG. If it's green, it means you're getting the protection. If it's red, it means they either don't offer it in their free version, or their product doesn't offer it at all. We have in the scans a scan that's called a boot time scan, which allows you to scan your files before the operating system ever starts. It's the one time when more files are available for scanning than at any other time. If you're a gamer, we have something called the silent gaming mode, which means you have full protection, but everything happens in the background and you're never interrupted while you play your game, unless you happen to have picked a game that's an actual virus. That would, of course, get blocked. You're protected in your emails, everything you do online, all the files you download, all the activity that you do on social media, and all of this that I'm talking about is the free version of Avast. Avast now also offers, totally free of charge, a business. And this is designed for the small business, and as long as you have 99 or less stations, this is ideal for you. You administer all of your devices online, so it makes no difference where the devices are. I set one up for my daughter's business, which has offices in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Mesa, Arizona. And the main office in Albuquerque can now monitor all the computers in Mesa and in Albuquerque from one central point. They can make sure that their computers are always up to date. They can make sure nobody turns off the antivirus program because they'd like to do something they're not supposed to. And it's all done through one administrator, whoever you assign, and it's all done for free. If you have an Android smartphone or tablet, you need to be aware of the fact currently there are over 33 million infected Android devices. And that's mainly because people treat these things like toys, which they aren't. Your smartphone is probably smarter than your laptop. And it needs protection just exactly the same way as your computer. You download apps, communicate with folks online, and you're just as susceptible to an infection on those smartphones and tablets. And this is just one little thing that looks like it comes from Amazon. Ask you to take a survey, and we'll give you some brownie points when you complete the survey. Unfortunately, as soon as you hit the button to take the survey, you're actually passing all of your folks in your address book onto the crook that made up this phony survey. You will also find ransomware for smartphones and tablets. If you haven't yet gotten protection on those devices, Avast does have ransomware removal tool. Of course, once Avast is installed on your smart devices, you wouldn't need this because it never gets to your device. If you're not hearing the sound, you must have made some more changes on your end because we tested this beforehand. Not on this end. I don't know about your end. AV Comparative gives Avast Mobile Security top rating. PC Magazine gave it its Editor's Choice Award. And Consumer Reports simply states that if you have a mobile device, this is what should be installed on it to keep it safe. This compares Avast's free mobile security to our free and paid-for competitors. Again, green means you're getting the protection. Red means they don't offer it. We don't offer it. And as you can see, there really isn't any comparison. Once installed, when you're ready to install the anti-theft feature, you'll be asked to give it a name that means something to you, but will mean nothing to the crook. Crooks are not stupid. Crooks are just thieves, and the first thing they'll do is to remove anything related to security. So if you call this anti-theft feature Aunt Tilly, it means Aunt Tilly is protecting your device against theft. To the crook, it means somebody else's information that they might steal, but it's not something they're going to remove because it has nothing to do with security. I've told this to some 20,000 people, so my personal advice is call it something other than Antilly. And this is what Avast's free mobile security looks like. Now, Avast also makes a premium version, but you can't install the premium version without first installing the free version. Then, if you want the 8 features that are part of the premium, you would have to hit the button that says Go Premium. As long as you don't hit that button, you and I are protected by the free version of Avast Mobile Security. These are the 8 added features that are part of the premium version. If any of them interest you, make Avast happy, purchase it. It's $1.95 a month or $14.95 a year. If it doesn't interest you, then be protected by the free version. For those of you that have a Mac, there may not be as many infections out there for a Mac as for a Windows computer. But if you're not protected and you run into one of those infections, it will kill your Mac just as dead as it will kill a Windows machine that isn't properly protected. Since Avast makes protection for your Mac available totally free of charge, it's kind of silly not to have protection on your Mac. Avast also makes its corporate version, not the free version that I talked about for business earlier. This is the actual endpoint protection that from one place can protect up to 30,000 computers. It's available free of charge to schools, colleges, and libraries. All they need to do is go to the website, fill out a simple application, and the license is theirs. The average school spends about $14,000 a year to protect their computers. The only restriction that Avast has is that the money the school saves be used to further education, not to enhance the principal's salary. Outside of that, there aren't any restrictions. If you learned something this evening, please let Avast know about it. That's how these presentations continue. And hopefully next time, it'll be in person, not through Skype. If you know of any other clubs, organizations, churches, synagogues, any group of computer users that would benefit from a presentation, have them contact me directly. There is never a charge for my services. The arrangement I have with Avast is very simple. I don't work for the company. I do live presentations for them and sometimes Skype presentations, and they pay all of my expenses. Occasionally, when I need help, my wife comes with me, and they also have to pay her expenses, which means I get free vacations on somebody else's dime. In January of next year, I'll be doing a presentation for the Florida Association of Computer Users on their technology cruise. My wife needs to help me, and Avast needs to pay for the cruise. There are some benefits to this. I've done more traveling in the past 5 years than I did for the first 70 years of my life, all thanks to Avast. You should be aware of the fact that there was actually life before computers. Back then, memory was something we lost with age. An application was something we filled out for employment. A program is a show on TV. A cursor is somebody who uses profanity. A keyboard is a piano. A web was a spider's home. A virus was and still is the flu. A CD was a bank account. Back then, I even had one. A hard drive was a long trip on the road. I've had many of those lately. A mouse pad was where a mouse lived. And if you had a 3.5-inch floppy, you hoped nobody found out about it. This is the link I said I would share at the end. It's where you can get access to all the programs we talked about and many, many other things. You also need to realize that you cannot have more than one resident antivirus program on your computer at any time, which means if you intend to change from one antivirus program to another, hopefully to Avast, but the instructions hold true no matter what you currently have, what you'd like to change to, you need to totally remove the current antivirus program before you can install a new one. That site listed at the bottom also has instructions to do exactly that without ever leaving you exposed, without having any protection while you're on the internet. I will also be sending out my contact person a follow-up email tomorrow, and that will then hopefully be passed along to all the members in the club. So if you don't write this down, you'll still wind up getting the information. Does anyone have any questions? Just make sure they have nothing to do with the 3.5-inch floppy.
Any questions at this time?
So, I'm a moron, and I'm totally confused with a lot of the things that you brought up, but I'm sure the seeds were planted and I'll understand. Is there anything in what you said that I should pay attention to the most on my, other than Avast, which I'm going to check immediately, but anything other than that I should make sure to check on my cell phone and also my laptop and desktop. Is there anything that... Anyway, that's basically my question.
Your cell phone, the only thing you have to put on there is Avast because it's a full suite.
Okay.
Okay, on your desktop and laptop, I discussed quite a few programs.
Right.
And you should have all of them on
all
your computer.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay? They don't interfere with each other. They're all designed to aid one another.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know that.
In the back, Lee, and then Fred.
Just for clarification, on the link, are those L's or 1's?
The last two letters are a capital I and a capital Q. And it's actually HTTP... And then it's Google, GOO.GL. It's a Google shortened link to a file on my Google Drive. The link itself, you'll see both in the follow-up information, but for here, the actual link is so long, it wouldn't fit on here. So I use Google to shorten the link because Google checks any link it shortens for malicious code, and if it contains any, it will not shorten the link.
Ready, Bob, for next? Hello, Bob?
Yes.
Yes, my question. So, between your paid and your free versions of members.
What is my... Say that again?
Fraction. How many of all your members are free members and how many percentage-wise are paid?
The majority are going to be free ones. I don't have a percentage on that.
Okay, next question.
In total, Avast has 230 million users worldwide.
Okay, question. Do you have an advertisement for Avast that you attach to outgoing emails?
Do I have an advertisement?
Yes. I previously used Avast free version, but I noticed that all of my outgoing emails contained an advertisement for Avast. And I thought that looked very...
No, they contained a message.
Well, I thought it looked very unprofessional, so I got rid of Avast free version.
Okay, and in your email scanner, if you checked it, there'll be a notice that says that your email is clean because it was checked by Avast. But if you uncheck the box, then it won't contain anything.
No, I didn't see that. That was a while ago that I was using it, so I didn't notice that.
There are many, many settings in Avast.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, thank you. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Open up the user interface. Go to settings. Go to your protection. Go to email. And under email, you'll find the place where you can uncheck, and then it won't leave a message. Inbound or outbound.
Next question, please. I'm using a browser. I'm on a web page. I'm to key in some password. It isn't appearing. It isn't being collected where it should be. I see a lot of activity. Things are still being loaded. Pictures, blah, blah, blah. Should I worry about that?
It is extremely hard for me to hear on my end. As it probably was for you on your end, right? Okay, what's the activity from?
Oh, Facebook, which is slow on my computer, for example.
Is it when you're doing emails? Is it when you're...
I'm on the web. I'm, logging into Facebook, for example.
Okay.
I'm keying in a password, and it's not appearing where it's supposed to appear.
Normally, when you put in password, you're not going to see the name itself. You're just going to see little dots or X's.
Normally. Nothing is happening. It's not normal.
Are you able to input anything anywhere else?
If I wait a while and make sure I have a blinking cursor or something, then I can key in and see what
I'm... Yeah, well, you always... Which means you either have slow internet access or the computer itself is extremely slow.
Uh-huh. Should I worry about where those bits are going?
And I don't know what kind of a computer you have, but it shouldn't be that you have to wait for everything unless you've got a problem.
Well, it seems to me it's the website I'd have to worry about.
Does it happen on every website?
It's happened on more than one. Okay, if you don't tell me to worry, I won't worry.
Without seeing your computer, if it was on mine, first thing would be run CCleaner, clean up all the garbage, because you might have all kinds of temp files out there that are clogging up the browser.
Yes, sir, I will.
Okay, after you've run CCleaner, if it's still happening, run Malwarebytes, see what it finds. If it finds nothing, then I check your internet speed.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
She might also check, just see what programs are running, rather something is running in the background that is suddenly taking
Correct.
Over her RAM.
Open up the task manager and see what's going on.
Okay, my question is, I have Outlook 2010 on a Windows PC, Windows 7, and once in a while, I have four AOL accounts, and once in a while it asks me for the passwords for those accounts, even though they are normally keyed in. Is that a virus, or is that just something weird between the several programs?
Asking you for a password? For a program you're not running?
I'm picking up my email, and I am running Outlook, but Outlook already has in it the passwords for these programs, for these AOL accounts.
Okay. Could very well be.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Bob, one comment. You asked for a headcount. I did an accurate headcount, and we have 36 people in the room. There were actually about 4 or 5 members who left. So we had about 40 people in attendance tonight. I have one question. This weekend I was in Washington, D.C., and I was talking with one of my friends, and he was talking about BlackBerries and about how powerful BlackBerries are, and that people all over the world use BlackBerries, except here in the United States. And I was wondering if there's anything unique about the BlackBerry security system that Avast knows about that our membership should know about. Apparently, even the President of the United States swears by his BlackBerry.
Most people in Washington swear by their BlackBerries. But BlackBerry lost so much of its base because they had some problems. They're right now in the business of trying to restructure. They aren't any more secure than anything else. But at one time, almost everybody in business used a BlackBerry.
What security system do they use? Are you familiar with it?
No, I'm not.
I was thinking it's probably Avast that they were using.
No. Avast only makes for smartphones and tablets for the Android operating system.
Okay. One more question.
Thanks, Bob. Will Avast work in safe mode to scan and identify and delete infections? I know Malwarebytes does for malware. Does Avast do the same thing?
You can do a boot time scan. But Avast itself, I think when you're in safe mode, you haven't yet loaded all of the drivers necessary.
Okay. Any other questions? Yeah, one more, Bob.
You said a minute ago that you only did the Android operating system for smartphones. You mean it's nothing for the iPhones?
That's correct. Not at the moment.
Thank you.
The link that I have on the bottom does give you a program if you're using an iPhone or an iPad. It isn't from Avast, but it's still a good program.
Any other questions for Bob? Okay, let's thank Bob for a wonderful presentation. Very informative.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Bob.